Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Mills reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons spins and fires to second, with Berger covering, and Mills is picked off. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger misplays the ball. That's an error on Berger. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. Knott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Berger goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mills hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress strikes out. The ball gets by Sewell. He chases the ball to the backstop. 1 out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Mazzara pinch hits for Jack Knott. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara hits a pop-up towards short. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Link now pitching. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krivic for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mills is called out on strikes. 1 out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. 2 outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hefner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. QL moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Owen is walked intentionally. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Link fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive towards first. QL reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.